This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello and welcome to another Friday episode of It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You, with me. La la la, let me explain. You know what? I paused there because I was gonna come in and give myself like a Catholic priest name, but I actually don't even know what they're called. I'd be called Father Lala, wouldn't I? Well, you'd be called Mother if you were nun, would you? I don't know. I don't know anything about Catholicism. Sister for a nun, my producer has just told me. So anyway, Father Lala is stepping into the confession booth to wash away your sins, basically. And I'm hearing that you lot enjoy the confessions. You're happy with them. So we're going to keep going with them for a little while. I will do a box on my Instagram where you can send in your confessions if you want me to absolve you of your sins, or maybe even tell you that actually you are a total sinner and nothing can be done for you. Send it to @AskLaLaLa. Let me explain, or wait for a question box on my page. Anyway, let's get on with them. What do priests do before people come into the confession box? Are they like, this is my confession, said I got one on the way? What happens? I'll just say, come on, child, come in. Right. Come and sit down in my little box and tell me what you've done. And this person would say, hey, Father Lala, on an unexpected one-night stand, I always shave my downstairs with their facial razor. Well, I just think that's absolutely fine. Perfectly fine. All right, let me explain that if he is upset about you using your pubes on his facial razor, I think that's silly because presumably he would have been rubbing those facial hairs all over your pubes if you hadn't removed them anyway. You know what I mean? Hopefully he's going down on you on this one-night stand, because don't have a one-night stand if they're not doing that. But it's to say, he would have been rubbing his face all over where that razor's going anyway. You know what I mean? So you can't really moan about it. But what I would say, I don't know, now I'm thinking about it. Would I want to shave my face with something that a man has had all over his balls? No, I wouldn't. But then later on that night, if I was very drunk, maybe I'd even have my face in those balls. So what am I saying? You know what I mean? Why is it different having it on a razor? But I actually do think maybe it is a bit disgusting. I suppose what you really need to do is make sure you get all the pubes out of the razor. But also, actually, what I was going to say right at the start of this is, if you're having an unexpected one-night stand, you don't need to shave. You just don't need to. You could have gone in there bush proud, like, what? You're lucky to be here, bro. Like, why are you complaining about my bush? So yeah, you don't actually need to shave. There's no reason for it. I'm sure they'll just be happy and excited for you to be there. But if you are going to shave, yeah, do it with their razor. It's better than rolling around the streets with razors in your bag and potentially, oh, I don't know, I was going to go down some murder story there, but that's not, just taking it too far. But anyway, that's fine. I don't think you've sinned terribly there at all. All right, the next one says, when I was pregnant, I peed in my mum's wine and watched her drink it. She was a twat. Oh, I'm glad you clarified at the end there that she was a twat, because if your mum was a really great person, this would have been deeply disturbing information. I mean, to be fair, it is still quite deeply disturbing information that you peed in your mum's wine. And you know what? This is why I don't like wine. I don't even drink wine. I don't even understand who drinks wine, because you clearly can't tell the difference between piss and wine. And that's what I think every time I have a glass of wine. I'm like, who pissed in this? And everyone's like, oh no, this is beautiful, delicate, dry flavor. I'm like, ah, it tastes like vinegar. So this has just clarified for me that all of you people who love wine are actually going out there basically drinking glorified urine, because this mum couldn't tell the difference. Although maybe pregnant pee has some kind of winery, grapery taste. I don't know. Ah. But as I say, I'm glad that she was a twat and she wasn't just a kind woman. You haven't just lost your mind. But I would like to know a bit more about this situation and what happened on that day to drive you to do that. And was it in the bottle or in the glass? I mean, you can generate wee anytime you want when you're pregnant. It's happening like every 5 to 10 minutes, especially later on in pregnancy. So I can imagine you had easy access to it. How did that happen? But great revenge for a terrible abusive childhood. I mean, actually, you need more. You don't need revenge for that. You need healing. And if it was true abuse, then obviously justice and, you know, whatever. But if this is all you can do and this is all you can get, I think you're forgiven. If your mum was a twat, do what you need to do. Add some bogeys to her roast dinner if you need to. Fucking go for it. And our next confession for today says, I'm totally limerent for a dad on the school run, but our total interaction so far has been, morning, all right. It's an absolute nightmare. Well, you don't need to confess this one. I reckon there are people up and down the country who are going through this exact same thing. I have a friend, actually. I wonder, you're not my friend, because I see who sends these in. I was just going to say, I wonder if you're my friend. My friend is going through this exact same thing. There is a single dad who goes to her school and she is obsessed with him. She tries to make sure that she's like leaving her house at the time that she knows that he'll be like walking down her road to get to the school. She lives right by the school and she's always trying to like bump into him and sort of say stuff, and it never happens. And she's got this kind of slight guilt around it, because like half the week the mum always picks the kids up too, but this is like fueling her limerence, because it's meaning that she's like getting quite obsessed with it, like finding out which days are the dads, which days are the mums, which days should she be there at this time after school, which days is the kid in after school club, can she put her kid in after school club the same day. So from hearing it from my mate, I totally understand this limerence that you're in with this dad. And actually, doesn't it make the school run a bit more interesting? Like, if you've got nothing else going on in your life and the school run is like some of the worst times of all time, then actually you've got something to look forward to. You've got a reason to get up and look pretty in the mornings. You've got a reason to wash your hair and not go running out into the streets in your pajamas and slippers and robe or whatever. So actually, use this to your advantage. You don't need this to go anywhere. You don't need him to validate you. You don't need him to talk to you. Use this as your motivation for getting up and out of the house in a good mood, looking good, feeling good every single day. And it only needs to be a confession, which is not forgiven, if he's still in a relationship with the mum and you start pursuing it. Then you're a sinner who cannot ever, I'll beat you up in my confession box. But if he's a single dad and you're just enjoying a bit of limerence, I think it's fine. I like that. This is great. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi guys, it's me, and I'm here to tell you about another Sony Music Entertainment podcast. Now, I know you all like to have a deeper look and get under the skin of a subject. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me deconstructing hot topics and getting into the nitty gritty with all your dating dilemmas. So I think you're going to love Getting Curious with the fabulous Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. Every week, they deep dive into conversations with a variety of experts on some really, really important and eye or ear opening topics like the history of abortion and the science of sleep. Get excited, get curious, and listen to Getting Curious wherever you get your podcasts. So we're going to now move on to the is it a red flag section where, as it says on the tin, you ask me if something you've experienced is a red flag and I will tell you whether I think it is or not. So let's get straight into it. Is it a red flag if he filmed him and his ex-wife having sex without her consent? I mean, what do you think? I think the answer is very obvious. The without her consent bit means that every time, each and every time, and whatever scenario you are talking about, if it ends with without her consent, it's a red flag. It's a red flag. There's no, the only thing that you could say is not a red flag with those words at the end of the sentence is maybe throw her a surprise party. But even then, it'll be a red flag. If somebody said, I fucking hate surprise parties, they really upset me, and then the husband goes and throws one, then that's a red flag too. But we're not talking about surprise parties. We're talking about something much worse here, which is filming his ex-wife having sex without her consent. I'm really interested and curious to know how this information came to you. Has he shown you those videos? Because that's even worse of a red flag, an even stronger red flag. But has he told you about it? And in what context? Is he testing the waters to see how you might feel about that? Dropping that little piece of information to throw you off the scent of the fact that he's actually also filming you without your consent? What is this about? And I think the only way that this may not be a red flag is if the conversation was, when I was younger, I filmed my ex-wife without her consent, but I've never felt so remorseful and guilty about anything. I've destroyed all of the things. I've had therapy. I told her about it. I've redeemed myself in whatever. That might be the only way that this is not a red flag. But every other context, it's a red flag. He filmed her having sex without her consent. That's an illegal act. And it's not okay. And he could potentially pose a danger to you. I'd be very cautious of this one. So the next one says, my boyfriend stays over every day and doesn't offer any money towards the bills. Yeah, I'd say that's a red flag. Okay, there's always so much nuance to it. If your boyfriend's staying over every day and he's currently unemployed, he's literally got no money coming in whatsoever, and he said to you, I can't offer you any money towards the bills, but I'm going to cook, I'm going to clean, I'm going to help you in these ways, then that's not necessarily a red flag. If there is an acknowledgement and if there is a willingness to play his part, even if that's not being able to put any money towards the bills, that's the only way that they would make this not a red flag. Otherwise, just staying over every day and just literally not even acknowledging the fact that every time he's there, he's using your electric, increasing, you know, the heating bills or the showering water costs or whatever. If there's no acknowledgement of that whatsoever, then actually I just think it's a real red flag for lack of respect and laziness and just, yeah, I just think it's unkind and just not showing thoughtfulness or that he really cares or that he gives a shit. I just think it's really, I don't know, I wouldn't stay at somebody's house for one night without being like, oh, can I buy a bottle of wine or whatever? You know what I mean? Like, there has to be some sort of give and take. Obviously, one night is different, but every night he needs to be saying something. And actually, at this point, I think you need to say something. I think if this continues, you need to say, listen, if you're going to be here every night, I need some help. And that might be there might be a conversation that leads to him feeling really embarrassed and then stopping staying. Fine. If that deads out the relationship because you have made him feel judged or uncomfortable about the fact that he's not offering anything. But I just think it's strange. I don't know how you were raised for it to not occur to you to say to somebody, let me start contributing. And maybe it's time for you to have that conversation. If he's renting somewhere else, maybe it's not possible for him to give you money. But I just think it's thoughtless. I think you two need to communicate. I think you need to have a conversation about this. Because if he's there every day, he absolutely should be contributing in some way. And the next and final one says, he gave me the silent treatment for 2 days after I declined sex. I mean, this is so glaring. This is such a big, huge, massive red flag. Nothing should happen after you decline sex. Nothing. He can go and have a private wank by himself, or he can just wait until you are ready to have sex. That's it. There's no, you can't be angry with somebody for not wanting to have sex with you. You can't be upset or dejected or disappointed or sulk away in your feelings of rejection. Somebody not wanting to have sex is absolutely their right, and they can set their boundaries on their body, and that is it. You have the right to say no to your boyfriend, to your husband, to your girlfriend, to your wife. You have the right to say no. And if there are any consequences of that for you, then that is a huge red flag. If the consequence is that they're disappointed, that they're upset, that they make you feel bad, that they tell you you're inadequate, that they threaten to go off and have sex with someone else, or they completely stop speaking to you and give you the silent treatment, that is abusive. That is sexual abuse. That is coercion and control. They are showing you that there are consequences for rejecting their advances, and so you better not do that again. That is control. That puts you in a position where you want to have sex, or rather don't want to have sex, but feel you have to, and force yourself into it because you are worried about losing your partner or being subjected to the silent treatment or whatever afterwards. The silent treatment in itself is such an abusive way to behave within a relationship. And the silent treatment is not the same as saying, you know what, I need a bit of space, I'm fucked off, we've had this big argument, I just need to cool down, give me a couple of days, we'll continue this conversation. That's not the silent treatment. The silent treatment is actively going completely silent, refusing to communicate with a partner as a form of punishment, manipulation, or control. So this is what he is doing here, or she, sorry, they didn't say. They are punishing you for not having sex as a way of controlling you. That is really worrying, really concerning behavior. Silent treatment, as I say, in itself, even if it's not just after sex, is a big red flag. If you do something to displease your partner and they refuse to speak to you for days, that is abnormal behavior, and we must see that as dangerous. Because sometimes what they will do is they won't speak to you, even if you've done nothing wrong. There are a lot of people who use the silent treatment so that they'll go completely silent and force you to apologize for things that you haven't done. So maybe you might feel like, I'm really sorry that I didn't have sex with you. Sometimes they won't speak to you until they've received an apology. So that can make people start to admit to behaviors that people can be in positions where they're like, I'm going to say that I did that, or I'm going to take accountability for it just to get you speaking to me again. Silent treatment is dangerous, it's dodgy. Anyone who uses it needs urgent therapy and shouldn't be in a relationship anymore, because they're not built for it. They need to heal, they need to learn, they need to not be a massive dick. So yeah, big fucking red flag. Run, run, run. Get some support, get some help. Women's Aid, Refuge, local domestic abuse service to you, because this is definitely a big sign for domestic abuse. So there we go. We've done our confessions. We've done, is it a red flag? And now we're on to our Friday night reminder, which is just a little, probably fucking hashed out, played out old quote that I'm going to give you. But hopefully it will help to remind you to go into the weekend with a bit of positivity and hope. So my Friday night reminder for you today is, I saw this actually on someone's Instagram the other day, and it made me feel all excited. And it said, one of the best things that's going to happen in your life hasn't even happened yet. And I suddenly thought, oh, that's actually so exciting. Like, if you'd have said that to me 20 years ago, I'd been like, God, what could it be? And who knew that all of these exciting things in the last 20 years, like my son and changing my career and all these things, like they were coming and I didn't even know. And I'm in the same position now. All of these next 20, 40, 50, 60 years of my life, there's so many amazing things about to come. Things that I'm going to be like, this was the best day. I love this. They're not even a concept in my head yet. They haven't even happened yet. And that is the same for everyone. Some of the most important, amazing moments of your life are still yet to happen. And that is so exciting. Gives me hope, makes me feel like I just want to embrace the future and not fear it and enjoy it. So there we go. Hopefully one of the best things that's going to happen in your life. It's going to happen this weekend. Who knows? I manifest that for you. If it does, send me a DM and let me know. And I will see you on Monday for another hot topic.
La la la, let me explain.
Hope you have a fabulous weekend. This has been a Sony Music Entertainment production.